All right, we're going to reconvene the public portion of our LAFCO meeting coming out of closed session. And we really don't have anything to report out of closed session today.
Correct.
I got that right?
Yes, no action to report.
All right, thank you, counsel. So we are going to move on to item number six. Consider a continuance, sphere of influence update for Sierra Resolution Conservation District. It looks like the parties would rather come back in December. They're getting closer to an agreement. And I don't know, Dave, if you wanted to add anything to that, but I would be open to continuing this item.
No, that's a pretty fair summary of where we are.
Okay.
Good.
I will make a motion then to continue item number six until our December meeting.
I'll second that.
All right. Any members of the public? Of course, there's no members of the public here. And so I'm going to quit asking that question, I think.
David has it.
Yeah.
For the record, this would be item six and seven.
Six and seven.
Six
Perfect.
And seven.
Thank you. So that's what my motion will say, six and seven.
Okay.
And so we have a second.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right. Item number eight, Special District Performance Workshop.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the Commission. At our last meeting, the Chair had asked for some additional discussion, perhaps some additional context or information related to Special District's activities. The subject matter at the time was the Westside Resource Conservation District, and George had gone through an elaborate description of what was going on with that district and was briefing the Commission on what the next steps could be. As a matter of fact, the next item is a summary of those next steps. Mm-hmm. So what I've presented to the Commission are some context. First, the cost of an inactive special district on page two of the report. If anybody asks, why should we bother? We're not harming anybody. We're not doing anything. Well, as a matter of fact, there is some time that can be expended, essentially wasted by other agencies because a special district is not active. On top of that, district was formed to perform a public service. And if it is inactive and the other agencies such as county elections, clerk to the board, county auditor, LAFCO, state controller, if those of us who are still going through our statutory obligations have to spend any time, it's really important for those special districts that are inactive to understand that they may be inactive from their point of view, but there's still some of the public's wealth that has to be expended, that if they were on top of things, then our work would be value to it. And so the first attachment I'd like to bring to your attention and answer any questions is attachment A. It has the pyramid. This is something that I ginned up for a very similar workshop with the Commission several years ago. And they are factors of an effective service provider. And I have used this in the past to work with agencies that are kind of marginally active to remind them that there are things that they ought to be doing. And there are conditions of interest to LAFCO. For instance, if there's no board of directors, that's important for the Commission to know. If there is ineffective communication between LAFCO and the district, then we need to work on that, because all we ask for is public record, and they need to be ready to provide that public record to us in a reasonable amount of time. So it's not that I have to go through all of the items here, but the factors are: the agency conforms to its principal act, the law under which it operates legally. The agency collects sufficient revenue to perform services. The agency provides an acceptable level of service. And the agency operates in a transparent and accountable manner. Those are the four foundational items for special district performance. The second attachment B, comes right out of a document that's prepared by the California Department of Conservation for resource conservation districts. And I've only shown the Commission the standards, the tiers. It's essentially, in this case, just tier one, meeting basic legal requirements. Most of these are generic for any special district. Some of them are specific to a resource conservation district. But this is another resource that LAFCO has at its disposal to encourage districts to get on the straight and narrow. Now, it could be that a district says we're not ready to provide services, but they need to make the annual reports to the county auditor. They need to have a board that meets and takes action on a budget, even if that budget is zero. They need to have some. They need to have a pulse. They can have a very minimal level of service, and it doesn't create a condition of interest to this commission. When they don't do that, when they simply walk away, then that's, I believe that that's an issue that this commission has a distinct interest in. And I'll give you an example. Recently, when we were dealing with the West Side RCDs, there was an RCD, not West Side itself, but the three or four RCDs on the West Side. And one of their councils said, well, we're not doing anything, but we want to keep the district around in case we need to act quickly and get a grant. Well, to act quickly, you need to have a board that meets according to the Brown Act. And I was reading this information back to the attorney, and ultimately they got their act together and are now trying to meet that minimum level. So what we do at LAFCO is not necessarily tell them how it's going down, but advise them that these are the conditions that would keep you keep your district on the straight and narrow, that would keep you productive, keep you ready to pounce, et cetera. And I think that that's an approach that works for them, because ultimately they'll say, well, what if I don't do it? Well, this information will come back to the commission, and the commission may remember your attitude or your disposition if you ever need something. So in terms of good neighbors and keeping a positive communication between LAFCO and the special districts, these are things that are encouraged. So some of the options that available to the commission, since this is a workshop, it's really here for discussion. Some of the options might be to direct staff to either refine these or come back with more information, answer any questions you may have. The commission may also consider policies that align with this. So once they're adopted, then they come with the imprimatur of the commission when we go out and work with the special districts to say, these, because Exhibit A or Attachment A is not adopted policy. It is simply something that your staff put together for context. If this is something that the commission would like to see morph into some policies of the commission, then the staff is ready to follow through in that direction. Other than that, this fulfills staff's obligation to bring it back to the commission, and I'm ready for any questions you may have. Thank you.
Yeah, David, one of the reasons I wanted to chat about this a little bit last month when I found out about what we're going to be discussing in the next item, the West Side Resource Conservation District dissolution and that conversation, is how do we get to the point where we don't know if there's a pulse or not a pulse. And so I just wanted to get an understanding on that. And now that you just gave that report, my question becomes, is there anything that we can build in to the system that we know whether they're operating or not? A quarterly filing, something where we get input that things are still working. You know, we don't have to go spend a lot of time with them right now, but everything's still functioning, as opposed to where'd they go, who was the last person with the checkbook, and are they still around?
Right.
You know, so is there anything that we can do that will kind of keep us updated as to whether these districts are still even functional?
I'd say that the commission's MSR program is really the most effective means that we have had since 2014 to go out and knock on doors and build relationships, not just call them or send them an email saying I want to see something and having them blow us off, but we've been out there knocking on doors mm-hmm. You know, they say knock heads and kick whatever. Well, we take a much softer approach, but it's there is a persistence with our efforts that I think has paid off. Prior to the MSR program, we had a number of agencies that just didn't participate. Mm-hmm. No, I'm not going to give you that information. I'm too busy, whatever. Some of them didn't even know what LAFCO was, and we're a little suspicious about what we were trying to do. But the MSR program is really the tip of the spear, where we're actually going out and making affirmative contact with agencies and getting the information and doing the analysis and then basically showing them what we found. That's a good thing. Also, through any district that comes in that wants an annexation, or let's say, for instance, Zalda Reclamation District is looking at dissolving. I think perhaps not. I'd like to give the commission a little credit, but I think perhaps because Buddy Mendez is on Zalda or has family members that are on that, as he got into the LAFCO process and was acquainted with that, I think that had an effect on the folks that run Zalda to say, you know, maybe we need to dissolve if we're not doing anything, because they're essentially inactive district. So I think the commission is on the right path. I would suggest that if the commission's looking for something a bit more affirmative, that perhaps some policies that we would develop with the commission's participation and notice that. This was noticed to the special districts, correct? Yeah. So you can see by the underwhelming attendance here that the special districts are just not motivated, and perhaps it's because most of them we've been through the MSR process. Okay. So I think we're on the right path, but if the commission is looking for something with more teeth, then we're ready to follow your direction.
So my question is frequency, because, you know, the MSR process is not something you do every year, okay? And so there are gap years that, you know, things may have changed and nothing's happening. And so it would seem to me that I agree with you completely is when you're going to dive into the MSR, yeah, you're going to find out. But what do we do in those years between that, you know? And I guess my perspective would be is we don't want to make it overly complicated, but we do want to know what's going on. And it would seem reasonable that maybe we have a requirement that there is a standard form that they need to submit to staff on an annual basis. That way we at least know on an annual basis that they're still mm-hmm. active in doing something, so that we don't have to wait till the fifth year to find out they weren't doing nothing for 5 years kind of deal. So, again, I don't know what's permissible for us to require, but if we could develop some reporting level form, doesn't have to be overly complicated, but enough to let us know that they're doing something, mm-hmm. Whatever that may be, to basically satisfy that, okay, well, we don't have to worry about these guys. And if you're not getting reporting forms, well, maybe that's your flag to, maybe we got to check on these guys.
Yeah.
Kind of deal.
There's a question. We could develop a questionnaire.
Yeah.
And send
like
it
a
out.
Survey.
Just ask, you know, hit the five high points, and are you doing this, are you doing that? And then ask for evidence, because it's easy to check the box yes sure. and send it back. Sure. But ask for them to provide us with that, with a budget or, you know, an example of their agenda. So it's possible to put something together and make it annually. I would say of the MSRs we've performed, something else to consider is following up on the recommendations. That Pinedale Public Utility District is a good example. What have you done recently related to the commission's recommendations? So we could incorporate that for those agencies that we've already had an MSR performed. And this is focusing on special districts. The cities, it's sort of a different cat.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cities are always active. Maybe yes, they're not doing right. as good as they can, but maybe they're always up and running. But special districts are the, you know, are the troublesome. And I would note too, the state controller, if a special district does not supply its budget to the county auditor, who then mm-hmm. sends it up to the state controller, we will get a notice back from the state controller that allows this commission to dissolve a district without protest if it is truly inactive. But sometimes there's a technicality that keeps the state controller from calling it inactive, and so it doesn't show up on that list.
Well, it would seem that we might want to consider giving staff direction to look into and possibly develop some standard form that could be used for providing notices to LAFCO on whatever basis, a yearly basis, whatever you know is reasonable, so that we can track whether the special districts are active or not active, and then we could maybe include for in whatever policy we create, what would the next steps be if we determine that we're not being provided those responses and something like that, mm-hmm. something that's a little more comprehensive, you know, once we know we may have a problem, what do we do next kind of deal. So because I've been here enough to have experienced a few special districts that, and I can't remember which one, because I'm getting old, is that there was a district that was collecting money for years and years and years. They were doing assessments for years and years and years and doing nothing with it. So obviously the people that were providing the funding for it were saying, well, why am I paying if nothing's ever happening?
Yeah.
And so it wasn't like a one-year thing. It was like 10, 20 years. So that's the kind of stuff we want to, you know, kind of
Are you
deal
good
with
sending direction to staff for that?
Yep.
I agree with you. We agree with you. So that's all we need for today. It's not a voting item, right?
Yeah. And I'd be happy to gin up. I'd be happy to sign this to George to
Yeah. I'm already working on it.
Right.
Already on it.
Fantastic. And probably includes a version with some teeth in it for me. Okay. Now, on to item number 9, West Side Resource Conservation District dissolution.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the commission. I'm just going to briefly go over what where we are with West Side RCD. So basically, this is a six-month progress report. The reason we had a six-month progress report was because we had a Tranquility Resource Conservation District that was interested at the time that the commission considered the MSR to lend a hand to Westside RCD and maybe consider either reactivating it or consolidating with a portion of Westside RCD. So the intent of this informational item is just to brief the commission that we have not heard anything from either Tranquility RCD or any response from Westside RCD. We had a workshop last month. We talked about Westside RCD's inactivity, and the commission directed staff to validate whether the district did have some funds and sketch out a work plan to figure out how to initiate that dissolution. So during that time, staff was able to confirm that the district does have a fund balance. Again, back to inactivity and waste of resources. The district's funds, because of its inactivity, was reported to the state controller's office under the unclaimed property division. So there is a method for the commission or a county government to claim the money on behalf of the inactive special district, but there is a form. There is an official form that the commission needs to consider, designate, or assign an agent or a commission representative to fill out that information and report that information to the state controllers, and that starts a 180-day process. It's pretty complicated. After we determined that there was money, the $64,000 being held with the state controller, staff contacted all the agencies that were listed on the district's 2015 resolution to dissolve. So we called that a couple of CPAs, a company that did a formal audit. We were able to confirm about $59,000 worth of the $64,000 that would be assigned to the district's debt. Mm-hmm. There is an excess of $5,000 that it would be up to the commission to consider what to do with that excess money. But the staff report notes that it is a big work plan to dissolve a district. So we're asking the commission to consider postponing the dissolution of Westside RCD until we could schedule this item as either a work program item for the next year to assign staff and resources to understand what documents we need to even get the dissolution resolution prepped up for the commission's consideration, and then all the actions that would follow post-hearing, which would be contacting the state controller's office, collecting money, and then administering the funds. So it's pretty complicated. Again, this is just an informational item, and we wanted to brief the commission on that. We're here to answer any questions.
All right. Gentlemen.
I think it makes sense for us to go through this learning process, right? Because by going through it, we'll know better how to deal with this in the future, and it might give us some insight on how to more effectively deal with this and prevent this from happening. So it would seem like what staff's proposing is reasonable to do is continue going down the path of sorting it out and then coming back to us and telling us this is what we now know how we handle it, and this is what effort's going to take and cost. I would suggest, and I think it was suggested, if I'm not mistaken, by Nathan, I believe, that whatever efforts we put into this, if we can charge them for it out of that residual. We ought to charge them for it.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And my knee-jerk reaction would be just to dissolve them today. But it makes really makes a lot of sense to go through the process and find out. I mean, we could easily miss something and wish and regret it that we made that decision. So I agree with you, Mario. I think going through the process of figuring it all out is worth it. And do you agree?
Yeah, stay and pray is the best thing, just until we figure out what direction we should go. And then, I mean, we can easily dissolve it,
yeah.
But just take our time on it and just dissolve it legally and properly.
And so maybe we should track our time, staff time, George, your time, any time on this project, and charge it against that excess or whatever we can do there. That'd be interesting to me. So there's good direction on item number 9. Item number 10, executive officer comments. David?
Oh, on item 9, I just note for the record that we have a fee for dissolution and wouldn't have any problem adding that to the list of folks owed money. This was going to come to us as a fee-based application until the sort of wheels fell off on the district side.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the commission. Happy 58th birthday, LAFCO, Fresno LAFCO. I know, there's no candle to blow out. But I'd like to note that you'll notice our intern, Amanda Castro, is sitting here up at the staff table. It's because when Juan left, we still had a workload, and I have I asked Amanda to step up and pick on some additional duties, and she said she would. And she is so she is our interim LAFCO Analyst 1 and is learning the ropes as a good former intern, currently a temporary assignment. And we're happy to have her on board. Amanda Levis is going to be celebrating her sixth year at LAFCO. Today is the 40th anniversary of my first date with my current wife. We're going to go get flu shots tonight. That's how old we are. And it's also the seventh birthday of our Municipal Service Review Program, which was adopted in 2014 in November. And finally, a little less trivial but still important, the City of Parlier and the Fresno County Fire Protection District have inked a deal. There was some concern that the City of Parlier was, or the district and the city had some issues related to who owes whom what. And how much? And I'm happy to say that they've inked a deal. And if the commission would like further details, I'd be happy to provide them at a later date. I just got a copy of the agreement myself yesterday, but that's definitely an improvement over the city-district relations. And this concludes staff's presentation.
David, what was the day that LAFCO was founded 58 years ago?
I think it was November 4th, 1963.
Okay.
And it's interesting to note in the minutes that the city. And the cities had representatives, and the two county members were here, and they called up somebody who worked in the Rowell building to serve as the public member, and that person walked over here and was seated in about 10 minutes. So
right on. I was 7 days old on November 4th. Amanda, thanks for joining the team. Welcome. Yep. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you, Chair.
Yep. So now it is time for commission comments and reports, and I think I just made mine, but do gentlemen have anything to share? Cool.
Well, I I'll probably have to say it again, but, I certainly want to thank David for all the great work he's done over the years. Obviously, this is not his last day. But I think that we should recognize him because he has brought the level of professionalism and organization on LAFCO significantly. And,
Well, thank you.
I think we all appreciate that.
Hey, I'm here to serve. It's a privilege.
We still get to take pot shots at him one more month at least, don't we?
I know, but I'm pumping him up for the pop shots.
He's retiring.
Still on the low.
Okay. All right. Well, I agree with your comments anyway. All right, then. I think we've already done closed session. And so I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Thank you, everybody. Good job today. Sorry we took so long in closed session.